October 23rd, 4th, and 5th of this year, we're going to bring the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Never Forget Mobile exhibit to Aledo. I requested the city council give permission for us to use the what I call the VFW parking lot between the VFW and the 9/11 memorial for the locations. Basically, it's a tractor trailer that when it pulls into your town, it unfolds into a museum. And of course, it's all about 9/11 with guided tours from retired FDNY who were at Ground Zero that day. And so it'll be open to the public on those three dates, 9 to 7, 9 to 3 for our students in our district and in neighboring districts, and then 3 to 7 in the evenings for the open to the community, and then Saturday all day open to the community.
And you, I heard, have involvement from the different American Legions throughout kind of the area. Do you want to kind of elaborate on what their role in all this is?
Yeah. When I thought about this project originally, they were the ones that first came to mind with everything that affected them so deeply after that day. So they were the first ones I met with, and each Eliza and Aledo American Legion posts offered their support and a monetary donation to help. They will have each of them have a person on the steering committee for this project going forward. And then I'll be meeting with the VFW here in a couple weeks to get their involvement set, and then talking to all the towns in our school district to see if they would like to get involved in some way.
So basically right now, did I hear you, $20,000, half of it's already raised? So maybe there's some people out there listening that would say, hey, I want to, this is something I really want to participate. How can they go about contributing, I guess, to the cause?
Yeah, both American Legion Post donated. The school district has made a commitment up to $10,000 and to cover the insurance for the event. We have an anonymous donor who is giving money as well. But yeah, if they would like to make a monetary donation to bring this to our community, they can contact me, email, or I guess contact me through the school district too. And I'd be happy to talk to them about it and get that all set up. So.